KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 44 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 53. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. In area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two people were hurt during a collision between two cars Thursday evening south of Red Oak. Officials say a 2012 Ford Mustang, owned and driven by 31-year-old Melissa Lynn Bond of Red Oak, was traveling south on Highway 49 just before 6 p.m. and stopped at the intersection with 230th while waiting for cross traffic so she could turn east onto 230th. A 1998 Buick LeSabre, owned and driven by 56-year-old Donna Diane Franks of Essex, was also southbound on the highway, but Franks didn't notice Bond's car was stopped on the roadway. Her Buick struck the Ford, causing a total of $9,000 damage. Bond and her passenger, 55-year-old Mark Kevin Cody of Alliska, were injured and transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of unknown possible injuries. Franks was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, and Eggleston Towing. A semi-tractor-trailer accident occurred Thursday morning in Montgomery County. Actually, that's a tractor-tanker accident. The Sheriff's Department says a 2016 Peterbilt semi-tractor pulling a liquid cargo tank trailer owned by Sudbeck Trucking in Shelton was traveling on 110th Street just before 8 a.m. Thursday when the driver fell asleep at the wheel. The semi entered the South Ditch about three-quarters of a mile west of O Avenue and crashed through a pasture fence. The driver, 58-year-old Keith Faber of Boyden, was not injured. Damage to the semi amounted to $4,500, while the fence sustained $600 damage. There were no citations issued. An incident at the Council Bluffs Walmart store at around 3:30 p.m. Thursday concluded with one person being injured and another attempting to flee. Authorities say officers were called to the store at 1800 North 16th Street for a rolling disturbance involving a white Dodge Caravan. Prior to arrival, officers informed the van had left the southbound and hit a house in the 1400 block of Avenue B. The driver was transported to Mercy Hospital by squad for minor injuries. The passenger attempted to flee the scene but was located. Black Hills Energy was called due to a gas leak caused by the crash at the house located at 1414 Avenue B. That home sustained significant damage due to the crash. Although the accident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit, alcohol is believed to be a factor in that crash. Sheriff's deputies in Page County are investigating a burglary that was reported around 2 p.m. Wednesday at a residence located about 8 miles east of Shenandoah along Highway 2. The resident there reported that sometime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., someone broke into her home while she was gone. Numerous items were taken during the burglary. A Crime Stoppers reward was being offered for information leading to the indictment of the person or persons responsible for the burglary and theft. The incident does remain under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, officials pulled a man's body from a Harrison County sand pit Thursday, hours after the dump truck he was driving fell into the water in the pit in that area. Omaha, Nebraska television station KETV reports that authorities and rescue workers were called Thursday morning to Hallett Materials in Harrison County, just south of Dunlap, for reports of a missing truck and driver. Sometime later, crews discovered the truck submerged in a sand pit under ice and water. The driver was trapped inside the vehicle where he died. His body was recovered Thursday afternoon. Officials have not yet released the man's name. They're conducting an investigation into what caused that accident. In the funeral announcements, Paul William Nolan, age 82, of Granger and formerly of Stewart, died January 18th at the Granger Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Paul Nolan will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. David Riddle, age 72, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Dave Riddle will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita in charge of the arrangements. Mary Ann Anderson, age 83, of Owatonna, Minnesota, and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Rochester, Minnesota. Funeral services for Mary Ann Anderson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Owatonna. The Brick Megger Funeral Home of Owatonna has the arrangements. John Jack August DeWolf, age 96, of Atlantic, died January 12th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jack DeWolf will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Charles Raymond Cousins, age 91 of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. A funeral service for Raymond Cousins will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Ruth Geiger, age 88 of Minden, died Monday at Risen Sun in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Ruth Geiger will be Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Douglas Hughes, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Douglas Hughes will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Sandra Shields, age 74, of Atlantic, died January 11th at her home. A celebration of life service for Sandra Shields will be held Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Nishna Hills Golf Club in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Croker, age 93, of Spirit Lake, died Thursday in Spirit Lake. Funeral services for Marjorie Croker will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Grace Lutheran Church in Spirit Lake. The Turner Jeunesse Funeral Home of Spirit Lake is in charge of the arrangements. Phil Harris, an Atlantic native, has died, and you're invited to a celebration of life for Phil Harris, the son of Cadden and Marie Harris, on Sunday from noon until 2. A gathering of family and friends will be held at the Armory Building in Atlantic. Just come and share your stories and memories of Phil. Beverly Argenbright, age 84, of Panora, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Beverly Argenbright will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Larry Jones, age 75, of Atlantic, a former longtime Cass County Sheriff, died Monday in Council Bluffs. There will be no services for Larry Jones. The family has elected to have a private memorial service at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Our news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.